What are you doing, Yayo?
I'm sniffing my tomato vines, Don. And they smell like dew and sunshine.
You said that as if sniffing and smelling are two different things. They're basically the same, aren't they? To sniff is to smell, and to smell is to sniff.
Actually, Don, sniffing and smelling are two different phases of the smelling process. Sniffing is defined by air rushing up your nose, while smelling itself begins when the odorous molecules actually attach to nerve cells in the brain. Scientists have discovered that while sniffing uses one part of the brain, smelling itself uses another part of the brain. Because there is some overlap in the areas of the brain used for the two phases, it is believed that sniffing somehow prepares the brain for smelling.
Okay, but I noticed that in your definition of sniffing, you didn't mention the movement of the muscles in the good old nose. Don't they count for something?
While your nose muscles certainly help you to sniff, movement of the nose muscles alone does not trigger the sniffing part of the brain. For instance, if your nostrils are blocked due to congestion from a cold, it doesn't matter how much you attempt to sniff. The part of the brain that operates during sniffing will remain inactive.
Speaking of sniffing and smelling, I've just taken a sniff, and I believe I smell barbecue. It's coming from the house next door. You think they'll share?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Joseph Farley in Psychological and Brain Sciences.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. That website again is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.